Milwaukee is home to the longest-running school voucher program in the country. Marquette Law School, before the election, planned to host a conversation about lessons the city has learned. Now the topic is even more relevant, because the nation may head down the path Milwaukee has followed for more than 25 years. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello sat in on Wednesday's conversation about the school choice program. Even though it's more than a quarter century old, it still generates plenty of division.
There's no arguing Milwaukee's voucher program is here to stay. The topic at Marquette Wednesday was how the system can best operate. Moderator Alan Borsick says the questions have heightened significance now that a choice advocate is headed for the White House.
Betsy DeVos, the chair of the American Federation for Children, was tabbed by President-elect Trump last week as his choice for Secretary of Education. I suspect that name Betsy DeVos will come up in our conversation.
DeVos did come up a few times. Her organization lobbies four voucher programs, and one of its leading strategists, Scott Jensen, sat on one side of the stage. Jensen and UW-Madison education professor Julie Underwood debated the merits of choice and changes they'd make to the system as it exists today. Underwood made the point that voucher schools aren't necessarily better schools.
My concern is when you have programs which are not good at the outset. I mean, 40% of the choice schools have failed. And when I say fail, I mean closed.
Jensen agreed that bad schools should close. But he added, some parents choose schools for reasons other than performance.
We often think, okay, what is the best school for my child academically? But there are a lot of parents in this city who their first choice is safety. Where can I send my kid to school that I know they're coming home okay?
Both parties addressed the impact vouchers have had on public schools, specifically MPS. Nearly a quarter of kids in Milwaukee receiving a publicly funded education are using vouchers, and enrollment in MPS has dropped steadily. Larry Miller, vice president of the Milwaukee School Board, sat in the audience at Wednesday's debate. Miller is critical of the voucher program, but says he knows it's not going away anytime soon. So he simply wants more regulation.
See, we have a process for closing schools, and we are putting huge pressure on each one of our individual schools to improve. If you're a voucher school, there's no pressure. I say there has to be a significant ending of the drive-by storefront voucher schools, and that we need to get to a quality school emphasis.
Miller would also like the government to cap the amount of money it sets aside for vouchers. But that idea doesn't look to be in the cards anytime soon. President-elect Donald Trump's signature education proposal is a $20 million boost to choice programs nationwide. The cast in Wisconsin's legislature is heavily voucher-friendly, too. But Scott Jensen predicts more money will head to public schools in 2017.
Even though the Republicans picked up seats in both houses of the legislature, many of them campaigned on the notion that when I get back to Madison, our highest priority is going to be to increase funding for education. I think that's what the legislature will do.
Milwaukee's 25-year-old voucher program was the first of its kind in the country. More than 110 schools in the city participate, most of them religious. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.